Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Willie Nelson and Family. July 22nd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. New album, Dream Chaser, coming May 29th. Tickets on sale Friday, May 22nd at 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Willie Nelson and Family live.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, May 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Supervisor Bruce Gibson and District Attorney Dan Dow clashed during budget discussion. Vegetation fire near Golden Hill and Ardmore Roads. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 48 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Cowmeadow Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. County staff presented the recommended budget for fiscal year 2026 to 2027 in Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting. This agenda item was only to introduce the budget. A hearing for the budget has been scheduled for Monday, June 8th, 2026, in the Board of Supervisors chambers at 9 a.m. The hearing can go through June 10th, and the board will adopt the budget in its June 16th meeting. This upcoming fiscal year's budget proposes spending about $1.01 billion. During the comment period, District Attorney Dan Dow requested additional funds for five positions for the DA's office.
At a step one cost, these positions total $857,839, which is less than 0.1% of this county's budget. Government code and court precedent are clear that underfunding that materially impairs a district attorney's mandated duties crosses a constitutional line. And I'm not making a threat, but I'm merely pointing out a legal reality, and I'm stating it for the record here today. The district attorney hereby places the county executive office and the Board of Supervisors on formal notice that a budget failing to fund these requests crosses a legitimate fiscal decision into an action that unlawfully impairs the public prosecutor's constitutionally and statutorily mandated duties.
Supervisor Bruce Gibson had this to say in response.
Dan, that's an impressive display of posturing, and you're going to have your chance to make your case when we get to budget hearings in June. But I have to ask, with your formal notice to the Board of Supervisors, are you threatening to sue the county if you don't get your way?
Mr. Supervisor, you heard my comments. It's not a threat. It's a legal reality.
Then why are you putting us on formal notice?
Prior to this discussion, county staff said they've been in talks with the DA's office on if they can fund these positions. The discussion will return in June's budget hearing. CAL FIRE responds to vegetation fire near Golden Hill Road. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:11.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire yesterday evening at about 5:40 p.m. The fire was located near the intersection of Golden Hill Road and Ardmore Road, estimated to be about 3 to 5 acres when units first arrived. The forward progress of the fire was stopped at about 12 acres at about 6:17 p.m. Crews remained on the scene to mop up the blaze. Pass Rebels Public Works announced there will be a full road closure of Meadowlark Road from Airport Road to Hanson. The closure will be in effect from May 26th through September 1st. A detour will be provided on Airport to Sherwood to Lane Roads. The California Mid-State Fair has shared the results of its 2026 Home Brewing Competition. Each year ahead of the fair, the competition brings together entries from San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties, with beers and ciders offering a range of flavors. Entries are evaluated blind by a panel of judges, and each beer is scored on appearance, aromatics, taste, and mouthfeel. Best of the show went to Connor Medeiros of Creston with their experimental Beer Imperial Pastry Stout. Reserve Best of Show went to Nate Alexander of Paso Robles with their Sazek Premium Pale Lager. The California Mid-State Fair thanks all of its sponsors, judges, and stewards who helped organize the event. Memorial Day celebrations will be held in Paso Robles, Templeton, and Atascadero on Monday, each starting at 11 a.m. The commemoration in Paso Robles will be held at the District Cemetery. Atascadero's celebration will be at the Faces of Freedom Memorial, and Templeton's will be at the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. Each celebration starts with a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, followed by words from their guest speakers. The events are all expected to conclude after about an hour. Atascadero's commemoration will feature a barbecue by the Kiwanis, and a barbecue benefit fundraiser will follow in Templeton. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Padres 4-0, the Athletics over the Angels 6-5, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 6-3, the Blue Jays over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Angels will face the Athletics, and the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, a class action lawsuit has been filed against Disney over Disneyland's use of facial recognition technology at park entrances. The suit alleges that the company does not adequately disclose its use of technology and is not transparent about how the collected data will be used. The suit is seeking at least $5 million. Disney's website says that using the technology is optional and is to help with reentry and to prevent fraud. The identity of two teens who shot up a San Diego mosque on Monday have been released, along with parts of their manifestos. 17-year-old Kane Clark and 18-year-old Caleb Kazquez stormed the Islamic Center on Monday before being driven outside by a security guard. They exchanged fire, and the guard, Amin Abdullah, was killed alongside two other men. The 74-page manifesto refers to themselves as the Sons of Tarrant, named after shooter Brandon Tarrant. The writings cite hateful rhetoric towards Jewish people, Muslims, Islam, the LGBTQ plus community, black people, women, and the political left and right. Local news was sponsored by hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, this week, public lands ranchers are applauding former New Mexico Congressman Steve Pierce on being confirmed by the full U.S. Senate to serve as the new and next Bureau of Land Management Director. Public Lands Council President and Colorado permittee Tim Canterbury says that Pierce has always been a very strong advocate in upholding the multiple use mandate that guides federal land use policy and working closely with ranchers during his decades of public service.
Well, Russell, this having Steve Pierce appointed to that position is a big deal for all of us that do business on federal lands. Public Lands Council is very excited to have him in there. He's always been a very strong advocate for all multiple uses, and he's also been a strong advocate for the livestock industry. So we're very happy to have him in that position.
Now, the Public Lands Council, along with other livestock organizations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and American Sheep Industry Association, say the timing is absolutely perfect with the Trump administration recently rescinding the controversial public lands rule.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles Hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit. Visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for.
Go to PasoRobles.downtown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Fortunes went from bad to worse this year for California cherry growers. An early heat wave impacted fruit set in many orchards. Then rainstorms in April and May battered the crop. It was like getting knocked down and then getting kicked, said Bill Stokes, who grows cherries in San Joaquin County. Growers in the county, which leads Californian cherry production, lost 63% of their crop and suffered financial losses of $174 million, according to the county's request for a disaster declaration, which would make growers eligible for low-interest federal loans and other assistance. California's other cherry-growing regions were also affected. Tony Guerrero, grower relations and farm manager at Lodi-based Packer MR & Co., which sources cherries from across California, said this year's crop was the worst he had seen in 3 decades working with cherries in the state. It's pretty devastating, he said. There was just nowhere that was unscathed. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181, or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Mid-70s Saturday, Sunday and Monday, low 70s on Tuesday and Wednesday, 76 a week from today. Currently it is 48 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPR All News Time is 621.
It's movie night this Thursday, May 21st, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero. The Battle of Athens, the true story of a corrupt political machine that used intimidation, police brutality, and voter fraud against returning World War II soldiers. How timely is that? $20 donation appreciated. Pizza, soda, and snacks available. Go to our website, rpsloc.org, for more information. Remember to vote in the upcoming primary election. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Despite reports of large layoffs by tech companies, the number of people applying for unemployment benefits for the first time remains little changed. New claims declined by 3,000 last week to 209,000. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose by 6,000 to 1.78 million in the week ending May 9. Walmart shares are down 2%. Even though its earnings matched forecast, Walmart is seeing more high-end shoppers, and demand for its online business continues to build. Though the company says more consumers are looking to Walmart to save, it'll be extending price rollbacks. The Commerce Department says the Trump administration is awarding $2 billion in grants to 9 quantum computing companies, including IBM. The government will be taking a stake in the businesses. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, 238-5775, and you can text that 238-KPRL to join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice. Yes, indeed. Everybody sings.
She ain't got no money or clothes, or kind of funny, her hair is kind of wild and free. Morning Exchange goes, and nobody knows KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen, sound off. You're going to have a little fun this afternoon. Eric will be in, and they'll be discussing the local elections and everything that goes on. But also, they're going to do their, I guess you can say, famous or whatever. Anyway, they're going to conduct a vote, one candidate off the island. Or maybe just vote somebody for the heck of it, even if they're not a candidate. I don't know. Anyway, loose and fun and stuff. Enjoy that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Chris has cut with the pirate and Dan Dow was interesting because Mr. Dow, in his comments, specifically said it was not a threat. But, of course, Bruce, like a lot of public officials, they just have to talk to hear themselves. And so he, you know, then asked Dow if it was a threat, and again, District Attorney Dow said before, no, it wasn't. But the person, the clone, who is running to take over Brucey's spot, D'Antona, he is Jim D'Antona. He said that he did not see himself having a relationship with San Luis Obispo County District Attorney's Office. This is somebody who's wanting to serve as a supervisor, came out in a statement and said that. You don't want to have a relationship with the office. He didn't specifically say Dan Dow. He just said the office, flat out. That's who we should have in office. That's who we should have serving as a supervisor here in San Luis Obispo County. All right, maybe you have some thoughts on that. I know you say, well, he's not in our district. I don't care. Well, you should care. You should care because he has votes. He could have, you know, obviously a say. All right, on an email titled 4th of July, is the city of Paso Robles going to be to use traditional fireworks or drone fireworks? I have no idea. Chris, you haven't heard, have you?
Well, I haven't heard anything about drone fireworks, so I would just assume traditional fireworks.
Okay. And we have talked about this before, and I always forget because it's just part of life. You've seen them, and they're pretty good. You've seen them on YouTube, right?
Yes.
Okay. I've never seen them on YouTube, so I don't know. I don't know if they're cheaper. I'm assuming that they're safer than the traditional pyrotechnics.
Yeah, I would assume that they are quite a bit safer than fireworks.
And I don't know, you know, the cost difference.
I'm not sure. I know drones aren't cheap, and for a drone show, you need a lot of drones. So I can't imagine it being that much cheaper, but maybe at some point, it ends up scaling to be cheaper, depending on the size of the fireworks show. But we're a small town,
right? But they've done a great job with the fireworks. People like it, and then a lot of folks go out there and enjoy it. So I don't know, but I did come across this. It says that drones carry zero explosive materials and pose virtually no wildfire risk, and reduced noise and fumes. Again, the loud bangs and chemical smoke of standard fireworks often cause distress. I don't care about this distress and stuff. Stop that. I can't read stuff like that. Let me see here. Firework requires ideal weather and wind conditions to ensure debris doesn't drift into crowds. Drones can execute high-precision formations regardless of surface winds. Okay. For those of you
that will be attending and like this stuff, which I'm assuming many of us do like it. It is cool to watch those things go off. And, Chris, would you say that we get a little thrill out of the loud noise?
I'm the wrong person to ask this, actually. I was scared to death of fireworks as a kid.
Well, yeah, okay. And you get them down in the neighborhood you live in anyway, right?
Pretty much.
Okay. I like the booms and all that kind of stuff. I think it sounds pretty cool. I don't get distressed and need to go to the mental hospital to sit down on a leather couch because of that. But apparently there are some, and I may understand in some cases. But so, sir, to answer your question, I don't know. I don't know if it will be drones. Again, I think Chris is right. It'll probably be the traditional fireworks. So enjoy it nonetheless. Okay, let's see here. I'll get to that a little bit regarding it has to do with money here in the county and our $1 billion budget. And obviously where is it going? But again, we have to focus elsewhere for the next minute and a half or so because Senator Kennedy, not RFK Jr. This is Senator Kennedy from Louisiana. And I don't know if you saw it, but it's kind of making the rounds national news about, well, one of the another issue here in the state of California having to do with money. And I believe this is Medi-Cal or one of those and so forth. So he was grilling somebody yesterday. And this is, again, a couple of minutes on California. Just so, and the reason why I'm playing this, again, is to remind you of how your money is being spent.
If you want.
It can recalibrate my safety features while I sit at home.
Well, that's not what we want.
That one doesn't rhyme, but sure.
Get it fixed any way you want at SafeLight.com.
Well, that's not happening.
They expand the services, don't they?
Yes.
Because some states, like California, I don't want to paint with too broad a brush. It's not everybody in California state government, but it's a lot of them. They see this as free money, don't they?
They're not paying for it, yes.
Isn't it a fact that, for example, Medicaid in California will pay a provider to provide tribal prayers? I looked all this up.
I mean, I'll accept that. I didn't know that, but yes.
That California will actually pay a health care provider, I didn't know this was a medical expertise, to pay for exorcisms. Is that right?
I'll accept that, Senator, but that's...
They pay, the California Medicaid program will pay for herbal medicines, meal deliveries. They'll pay for housing. I don't know what housing has to do with health care. Is that correct?
Yes.
Were you aware that the Medicaid program using federal money, taxpayer money, will pay for an in-home chef?
Yes.
Okay.
If it's a family member, yes.
Yeah, they'll even pay for gymnasium fees through Medicaid in California. They'll pay for bicycles, scooters, gym memberships. Did you know that?
Yes, several states do, but California does for sure.
They'll even repay your student loans. Were you aware of that?
I was not aware of the student loans repay.
Yeah, they'll repay somebody's student loans to encourage them to become a health care provider. I mean, California, they're just setting all kind of records. These folks are they're wild people.
Well, there you have it, folks. More of your money going to wherever. Speaking of money, this is California news, and this has to do something many of you are aware of. California homeowners let me back up here. A massive hike coming as California insurance giants make staggering revisions. Okay, here we go. California homeowners in fire-prone areas will be slugged with an average insurance premium hike of 30% coming in October. The FAIR plan, again, is the state's insurance program, and that provides basic fire coverage for those in the California with high-risk priorities that major insurers won't cover. All right. So 30% in October. And the rise in this is for the first for policyholders since 2023 when the rates increased by 15%. And there's quite a few people in the owners in this state who are covered by the FAIR program. And so, again, you might want to check out, depending on the area, or if someone you know, so they're aware of this, and they can prepare and, you know, do whatever they can. So, there you go. Also, boat owners in California, the state parks just updated rules. People operating boats in California waterways are now required to have state-insured boater cards. Again, that's according to the California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways. And there are exemptions. They don't list what the exemptions are. So California has age requirements for boaters depending on the type of vessel being operated. And let's see here. This is of are required to have the California boater's card regardless of age. That includes children. But you don't need it to go vote. Okay. Now, before that, only boaters 60 years old and younger were required to carry the cards. The California boating license is required for operating any vessel powered by a motor. Boating safety company Boaten said, including powerboats, personnel watercraft such as jet skis and sailboats with auxiliary engines. Now, having this California boater card indicates that you've successfully taken and passed a state-approved boater safety education exam. However, California boating laws do have boating card exemptions for some operators, such as who are renting a boat or don't need to get a, you wouldn't need to get a boating card. And again, so there's more rules that are updated as we head into the season where you want to go out and have some fun and et cetera, et cetera. So the penalties, of course, for breaking the rules, let's see here, $100 fine for first offense, $250 for a second, and $500 for a third. They don't say what happens on the fourth. Anyway, so you have a complete a boating safety course. I wonder if there's, for those of you that own RVs, is there a special license that you need to drive an RV? Chris, have you ever wondered about that? People that, you know, you see those big luxurious RVs on the road. You ever wondered if they need to get a different license? Chris?
What was the question?
Have you, you know, you see people driving those big RVs? You know, the ones that, you know, look gorgeous?
The ones that you usually go on a big road trip with?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about them?
Have you ever wondered if people have to get a special license for it?
I mean, I would imagine they're big vehicles, aren't they?
They are
a little bit more complicated to drive.
I don't know. Well, as far as drive, I've driven one once, and I don't know. I guess you get used to it. You figure out okay the braking, the steering, how much oomph if you need it. Anyway, so I don't know if that is required by the state law. Not sure. If it's not, I'm kind of surprised why, because California just look for any reason to get more money. But it may be safety an issue. Again, I don't know enough about that. So those are just a couple of things starting off this morning. Also, here's something as well regarding the Diablo Canyon. This has to do with the state Senate. They passed a bill to restore the Diablo Canyon community funding. You may remember this when this went away. It would continue the community impact mitigation program, and that would be through 2030. And Senator Laird, he was one of the co-authors. He said the legislation is designed to ensure local governments and public service continue to receive funding while Diablo Canyon remains in operation. Now, again, you may remember that went away, but the SB 931 would close that gap. So the county budget, this is according to Little Jimmy Paulding, the supervisor. He says that local services have felt the impact. Our county budget has relied on the tax coming from Diablo Canyon. He says public safety, fire protection, and other services have all relied on funding from the power plant, and without the money, the board had to make difficult decisions. Okay, how many people, particularly in South County, Mothers for Peace, wanted Diablo Canyon to go away? Just like they wanted and Phillips did go away. And the money that was going in to specifically Santa Lucia Mar School District. Now, all of a sudden, I guess they're in favor of having Diablo Canyon because he's pointing out that, well, we need it for safety and fire and all these other services. Without the money, we've had to make difficult decisions. Yeah, like giving 25% of your budget to homeless people. Yeah, that's a tough decision. Hi, good morning. This is terrible.
How much is the voter ID?
I don't, it doesn't say, or I didn't see it.
Okay, I didn't hear you say that how much it was, but so you, no ID to vote, but you got an ID to vote. That doesn't make any sense, but.
Well, okay, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Voter safety, you have to take the course and know what you're doing out on the water. All right, okay, here, it's only $10.
Right. This week it's only $10, or this year it's only $10. But nothing ever goes down. Temporary sales tax increase. Only half cent sales tax increase.
Okay, well, can you just go out and buy, well, before, can you just go out and buy a boat and put it in the water and you don't need any experience?
Yeah, I mean, we had a boat at one point in time, and as long as you keep it registered and you've got a driver's license, you can drive a boat. I didn't see any, I don't remember taking any boater safety courses and getting certified or anything like that.
Okay. I didn't know that. I just figured in the state of California that you had to do something, but, well, do you think that it's okay for people to, or they should take a safety course?
I think it'd be a good idea. You know, it's just like having the CPR courses. It's a good idea to have. I think it should be required that you take a safety, but I don't think that you would have to have an ID. I mean, I guess you would if you took the, but I mean, most of these people that are driving boats and stuff like that, most of them, I say, would be conscientious of what they're doing and, you know, using common sense. There are people that drink and drive their boats and stuff like that, you know, and there are boating accidents and stuff like that because of stupidity. But
yeah, you can't outlaw stupidity.
All right, or regulate it.
Yeah, that's a better definition. Well, so what I'm going to say, so you would have to have, well, why couldn't they tie it in with the registration? That way you don't have to carry another damn card around with you.
Yeah, you would think so. You know, it'd be stamped on there that you've taken this course, or when you know, the boat registration comes due, you have that stamp on there showing that you have gone through the boater safety course. You know, but it's for whatever reason, they're just trying to pull more money out of the air, taxes and so forth. But, and as far as the motorhome, I don't think you have to. A friend of ours had a motorhome, and I drove it. I just had a regular driver's license. It was a dual axle, I think it was like 35 foot motorhome. I know that if you're pulling a trailer, a truck with a trailer, if it's a triple axle and so long that you have to have a commercial driver's license, well, a trucker's license.
Okay, well, okay, so with the motor homes, do you think, again, like boater safety course, that should be mandated?
You know, I'm going to be politically incorrect. A lot of people that are driving, people, you know, 70s, 80s, you know, reaction times and stuff like that, it probably wouldn't be a bad idea, you know, but I don't know how that they would go about that, too, from state to state. California probably, again, regulate it. You know, if you're over 75 years old, you've got to take some type of a class once a year.
Well, I don't know if the class is going to change the reaction time.
No, I know, but just you know, like when you go in for your driver's test, you take an eye test and this and that, and you prove that you can actually still drive, you know, or restrictions on it where you can't do certain things, but yeah. I mean, and some of those are huge, too. You look at them, they're pulling a trailer behind them, and it's like, they have to be some type of regulation if you're pulling a trailer, like a vehicle behind you. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, no, I see a lot of those, 200,000 ones, and they're pulling a Jeep or something behind it.
Yeah, so you'd hope that the person is well-educated in driving that thing, but you never know.
Well, I'm guessing they probably were successful at life, so I'm going to tie in the two to say, yeah, they're probably, and again, this is stereotype, but they're probably pretty responsible people.
Yeah, I would say so.
They don't want anything to happen and all that stuff. All right, well, hey, thanks for the help.
You got it. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, we got... speaking of the boats and the motorhomes, we got a boater safety card. We do it every year. It's worth it. Keeps you up to speed on what's going on out there. And the motorhome thing is just a weight. Over a certain amount of weight, then you got to have that extra license.
Okay, and do you know the weight specifically? And the reason why I'm asking is because when most of us, when we see these motorhomes going up and down the highway, what size do we, you know, would you say is over, you know, the weight where they're going to need something?
I think it's 25,000 pounds. It's pretty, it's huge, because a lot of those, like you're talking about, don't require the license, but there is a weight limit that makes you have to get an additional sort of, you know, commercial or whatever it's called. But, yeah, like you said, a lot of people... don't take an extra class and learn how to ride and drive those things and back them up and make the right corners. You just have to trust that somebody practiced and hope that they're going to be safe. Same with the boats. The boat card goes with you like a license. It's not attached to the boat, so you can drive any boat just like you can drive any car.
Okay. All right. Well, okay, regarding the, you know, the bigger, well, even the just, I guess, standard size you know, recreational vehicle, you think people should at least take some kind of course?
Yes, because why wouldn't they when you're required to take a course for a 600 or 700 or 800 pound motorcycle?
Okay, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. Very good.
I mean, you got to go down and get certified and have a guy watch you to get a license for that, mm-hmm. to prove that you know what you're doing. You know, you get a learner's permit for motorcycle first, then you go get your license. So maybe we've got to do that with motorhomes, and or you got to prove you can back a trailer up. How about that?
Well, my hand is up. I failed.
Okay. Oh, man. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. I would, because when Linda and I used to do music gigs from the music man, Harvey there in Templeton, he had his trailer, and we had to go get the equipment and... you know, back in the days when the speakers were, anyway, so we had the truck and the trailer, and, I mean, there were a couple of spots, places that were tight spots. I would finagle a way to circle around, so, and just, because I couldn't back in. At one place, this was down in Pismo, in this parking lot, I couldn't do it, and I asked some guy that lived there, if he could back it up for me. That's how much of a loser. Anyway, and he did, and everything worked out.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. County staff presented the recommended budget for fiscal year 2026-27 in Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting. Hearings for the budget will start Monday, June 8th. District Attorney Dan Dow requested 5 staff positions for the DA's office, putting the county on notice that not funding these positions could interfere with the duties of the DA's office. The California Mid-State Fair has shared the results of its 2026 home brewing competition. Each year ahead of the fair, entries are evaluated by a blind panel of judges, and each beer is scored on appearance, aromatics, taste, and mouthfeel. Best of went to Connor Medeiros of Creston, and reserve best of went to Nate Alexander of Paso Robles.
Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris DeMeo. The president's job approval has slipped below 40% in the latest Fox News poll as voters expressed concerns about the economy.
39% approve of the president's performance, with just 29% approving his handling of the economy. A little more than half of those polled said rising gas prices are a major problem for their families, with the same number saying their families' finances are worse now compared to 2 years ago.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Iran says it's reviewing the latest American proposal to end the conflict.
The U.S. is putting economic pressure on Iran after 6 weeks of ceasefire. The military boarded, then released a vessel suspected of trying to break the blockade of Iranian ports.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. Iran executing two people for creating a group to disrupt the country's security. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, it's Brian Carroll from A1 Glass. Get rewarded when you upgrade to Milgard windows and doors and earn up to $100 back per patio door and up to $40 back per Milgard window. Enjoy better comfort, energy efficiency, a home that looks incredible, and huge savings. Don't wait, the spring sales event ends June 8th. Plus, A1 Glass is your local family-owned award-winning team, voted best on the Central Coast. A1 Glass, for all your glass needs.
Qualifying Milgard products only. Rewards issued as electronic gift cards. See A1 Glass for details.
8 minutes away from 7, sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The Thunder evened up the NBA Western Conference Final at a game apiece last night, slashing the Spurs 122-113 to take Game 2 in Oklahoma City. MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander bounced back with a 30-point effort.
In the first game, I still feel like we got really good looks. They just didn't go down. Yeah, we just got a little bit more comfortable with their type of defense. Obviously, it's very unique, different from literally every other defense in the league, so it takes some getting used to.
San Antonio took another injury hit in its backcourt. Already without All-Star De'Aaron Fox, his sub Dylan Harper had to leave in the third quarter with a leg injury. On the ice, the Golden Knights grabbed the momentum in that Western Conference final, beating the Avalanche 4-2 to take Game 1 on the road. Vegas scored three times in a 10-minute span from midway through Period 2 into the third. Colorado got back within a goal on a late power play, but Carter Hart stood tall with 36 saves, and Nick Dowd ended it with an empty netter. Baseball, Shohei Ohtani homered on the first pitch of the game, then went five scoreless on the mound as the Dodgers blanked the Padres 4-0 on a combined five-hitter. Carmen Mladzinski and company tossed a five-hitter as the Pirates plundered the Cardinals 7-0. Brewers shut out the Cubs 5-0 behind a stellar seven innings from Kyle Harrison, two hits allowed, and 11 strikeouts. The Braves got seven strong from Chris Sale and three-run jacks from Austin Riley and Dominic Smith to reel in the Marlins 9-1. Nationals got long balls from C.J. Abrams and Jacob Young to subdue the Mets 8-4. Rays rallied for four in the eighth to complete their sweep of the Orioles. Diamondbacks swept out the Giants. Reds rolled over the Phillies, handing Don Mattingly his first series loss since taking over the big chair in Philadelphia. Rangers scored two in the top of the ninth to edge the Rockies. Guardians got all of their runs in the ninth and tenth to trip the Tigers, while the A's came back to clip the Angels in 10 innings. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, where they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Sunshine abundant. Upper 80s clear tonight, upper 40s, and low 80s, mainly sunny on your Friday. As we head into our Memorial Day weekend, Saturday mid-70s, same Sunday, Monday. Low 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, and upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down, 5:55 a.m., 8:06 p.m., we're at 52. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979. Moving right along here at the right choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hooter, 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 hooter.
The world-famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero, your most complete firearms trainer and supplier, and apparel for you as well. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that's home, safe, and sound, being neighborly. Thank you very much. Mighty kind, mighty kind. All right, looking to my left here on the famous board, once again, I see nothing on the board. And Chris, you are off the hook again because I'm up against the clock. So, with that, your brain cells and the calories not needed for this will not resume until Tuesday. Whew. So, you've got a lot of extra space in that brain for the next couple of days anyway, so take advantage of it. All right, folks. You lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's and Atascadero, atascaderogunshop.com. Okay, 4 minutes away from seven at the right choice, KPRL. Oh, man, do I got a trivia question for you today. I couldn't wait for this one. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You are qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Look, I know we're in baseball season. I know we're almost at the end of the basketball and the hockey season, but this is a football question. Here we go. Many moons ago, Norm Van Brocklin was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. Norm Van Brocklin, by the way, for those, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's a quarterback. In the final rounds of the draft in 1971, he say, do we want the roughest, toughest SOB in the draft? And, of course, the members of the organization said yes. The Atlanta Falcons then drafted somebody who was 64 years old, but the NFL said, you're not doing that. Who was this person that they drafted as the roughest, toughest SOB in the draft? They drafted a 64-year-old person. Who was the person? And they said that the player was from Fort Apache State, which was not the truth. So that's kind of a hint when I'm saying Fort Apache State. Okay, the commissioner, Pete Rozelle, rejected the selection. Who do you think it was? The roughest, toughest SOB in the draft. All right, one more hint other than the Fort Apache. 64-year-old, he was an actor. Who did the Falcons try to draft? 238. By the way, in that draft, the first pick was Jim Plunkett, then Archie Manning, Dan Pastorini, three quarterbacks. That was the first time that had ever happened, that three quarterbacks were drafted consecutively in the first round. All right, to the phone lines we go. Good morning.
It was Jim Thorpe.
No, not Jim Thorpe. Jim Thorpe had passed away. I think he died in 1951. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Newt Rockne.
No, not Newt Rockne. Newt Rockne died in, what, 33, somewhere around there in the plane crash? No, this was an actor. The roughest, toughest, I keep doing this. The roughest, toughest SOB in the draft, 64-year-old actor. They tried to draft, and the commissioner said, not happening. Not happening. All right, folks. Well, I'll fill you in just a coup.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire yesterday evening at about 5:30 p.m. in Paso Robles. The fire was located near the intersection of Golden Hill Road and Ardmore Road. It was stopped at about 12 acres near 6:17 p.m. Paso Public Works announced there'll be a full road closure of Meadowlark Road from Airport Road to Hanson. The closure will be in effect from May 26 through September 1st. A detour will be provided on Airport to Sherwood to Linnae Roads. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
So, who was the person that the Atlanta Falcons tried to draft in the 71 NFL draft? Folks, come on. The Duke, John Wayne. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. By the way, the Duke did play for the University of Southern California brain surgeons. Paso Tile and Stone, you can't beat their prices on tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, and a whole lot more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.